Day two and three, planning and making. You're going to start by doing some final planning for the bunting, and then it'll take you the rest of day two's session and the whole of day three's session to actually use the clay to make the bunting pieces. Today you'll be using the A4 paper, a pencil, the clay, all the clay tools provided, and the paintbrush from the watercolour tin. You don't need the paints again until days four and five. You'll also need your ideas sheet, a mat or piece of newspaper to protect your work surface, scissors to open the clay pack, a small bowl of water, a cloth or piece of kitchen towel, and any textures you want to use. If you have a look at the preparing your work area sheet, there's more advice on this. But before we start making, there's still a bit of planning to do. Have a look at your ideas sheet that you made yesterday and decide which bunting you'd like to make. Think about the time you have available, how quickly you work, and the fact that you're going to be making it out of clay. Your decision needs to consider the practicalities of the situation you're in, as well as which ideas you like best. Once you've decided, take a clean sheet of paper and fold it into quarters. That makes it A6. You're going to use one of these quarters to plan the size of your bunting pieces and make a design template. Draw the shape of one of your bunting pieces to almost fill one of the quarters. This is going to be your design template. Leave a margin of about 1 centimetre between the shape and the edges of the quarter. Your shape should be big enough to work, but not so big you have to roll the clay really thin. Aim to keep the shape quite simple. If your design has several different shape pieces, you draw each one out on in an A6 shape space so that you've got a template for each one. Now you're ready to make. So let's have a look at some of the practicalities first. You need to get your work area ready. So I've done a sheet which shows you a way of setting out your work area. And I've just labelled some of the tools on that and explained their uses. You can see I've got a cloth for drying my fingers. I tend to keep my sponge in a bowl of water so I can clean my fingers off and reshape paintbrushes and things with that wet sponge, and then use the cloth to dry it back. There's clay, there's plastic bag to put the clay in once it's opened, because it will dry out once you've opened it. And any bits of clay you've taken off that you're not using, you can squidge back together and put back in the bag with the rest of the clay to keep it moist. You don't need the watercolours today, but you do need the paintbrush, which is in the tin. You've got a little piece of old plastic from a yogurt pot or something, which is good for pressing down into the clay to cut. You can use it almost like a biscuit cutter for pressing through the clay, or you can just use it to stamp texture onto the surface, but obviously don't press too hard if you're doing that. What else have we got on there? I've put a mat down to protect the surface. You might find, depending on what type of surface you've got, you might find the clay sticks to it. So you may want a mat, you don't have to. You've got a bamboo skewer, which has some nice edges to it, straight edges for mark making and a point for poking through the clay. You've got a dowel, again, that's good for mark making, but also you can use it like a rolling pin. You've got some clay tools, and I've labelled them 1, 2 and 3 so that I can describe them, which one's the best to use as we're going through the making session. Then I also use things like cocktail sticks and paper clips for cutting into and scratching onto the clay. If you open out the cocktail stick, you've got quite a nice loop on one end, which you can carve with, but you can also imprint textural marks with that loopy end. And the other end's quite good for scratching, like the cocktail sticks. If you have trouble gripping, a peg can be quite useful for gripping the little thin things so that your hand can hold that bigger shape. There's also a piece of twine in your pack. This is actually for stringing the bunting along when you've finished it, but it will make a textural mark if you choose to use it. You may choose to keep it clean instead. Once you've got your area set up, You need to decide how many pieces you're making today. For instance, if you're going to make 10, your bunting is going to have 10 triangles, for instance. You might make 5 today and 5 tomorrow, but you need to assess how much time you've got. Before you begin, have a look through the information on the back of the preparing your work area sheet. It explains what should be in the pack. Hopefully everything's there. It explains how to join two pieces of clay together. That is important because you don't want your bunting to fall apart if you're adding pieces together. When you join two pieces of clay, you need to scratch both the surfaces that are going to be joining. So you need to position where the piece of clay is going to go, mark that out, and then scratch the two surfaces that are going to join each other. You need to really rough it up so that it's all wobbly and messy, and then put a drip of water on one of those surfaces, really not too much water because you don't want it all sliding apart and becoming slimy. Once you've got a little bit of moisture on there, push the clay pieces back together without distorting them in doing that, and then find a tool or with your finger just smooth around the edges so that, again, that gives you a little bit of extra strength in that join. Also on that sheet, it shows you some ideas for adding texture. You can use some of the tools provided, or you can find anything that will make a mark, really. So you can see there, making marks with a bamboo dowel, the bamboo skewer with a dowel. But by dragging things across, by scratching, by impressing things, or by piercing holes through, to see, you can use any of those techniques, see what you like. So let's start by opening up the bag of clay. Open it right up so you can get in there, and use the barbecue skewer to draw lines on the top, marking out the number of pieces you'll need. I've divided mine into 10. You should be able to see the picture there, because I'm going to make 10 triangles. Use one of the clay tools to cut off your first piece of clay and then wrap the rest of the block back up. You don't want it to dry out. Then use the heel of your hand to flatten this piece out, and then using the dowel as a rolling pin to roll it out further. You need it to be big enough for the first piece of bunting, but not too thin. Use your template to check it's big enough. Once it is big enough, place the template on top and use the bamboo skewer to lightly draw over the lines to mark the shape onto the clay. Try not to press too hard or you'll cut through the template. Then remove it, add any drawings or patterns or textures that you want to the surface of the clay. You can see in the picture I'm pushing some plants, some flowery bits of plant onto the surface there. Then once you're happy with that, use the blade of clay tool 2 to cut the shape out. It's best to press the tool to make the cut, press it down to make the cut, because if you drag it through the clay, it stretches it a bit. So try using a pressing action. And if your bunting shape has a curved edge, you can use a piece of plastic. I've got a picture of that there as well. You can use the piece of plastic to push down like a biscuit cutter. You just bend it to the right shape, curve, and press it down into the clay to cut through. Once you've made your shape, poke a hole in the top two corners or wherever is best for your bunting design using the bamboo skewer or the pointed end of clay tool 2. Spend some time making sure the holes are neat front and back as well. Now you're going to create the letter or picture for the piece of bunting. For the sake of simplicity, I'll assume you're making a letter. Gather up the clay you've just cut off and squash it all back together to make a lump. Squish it around a bit until all the pieces are joined together, and then roll it out again to make it big enough for the letter. Use the bamboo skewer to mark the shape of the bunting piece onto this new piece of clay, and then lightly sketch the letter onto the surface of the clay. If it doesn't look right, you can just turn the clay over and try it again on the other side. Once you're happy, add patterns and textures and then cut it out. Then to attach the letter onto the bunting piece, first place it on and lightly draw around it with a bamboo skewer. Basically following the instructions for joining two pieces of clay that we talked about earlier. Take the letter off, scratch both sides of it, both the back of it and the space where you're going to stick it, add a drip of water, and then carefully join the two pieces together again and use a quilt tool to seal the edges. Once you're happy with your first piece, put it somewhere safe to dry and make the rest of today's pieces. When you're done, put them somewhere safe and warm to dry. Day 3, make the rest of your bunting pieces and in the same way and put them somewhere safe and warm to dry.